Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Commercial ranchers and cattlemen, pay close attention. This is an opportunity to acquire top registered Black Angus bulls and cows at very reasonable prices. November 11th at 5 p.m., Capital Angus is having its annual bull and production sale. You can call ranch manager Tyler Duvall for details at 903-316-6225. Capital Angus will be selling Black Angus bulls, and you don't want to miss this sale. These bulls even come with a one-year warranty and free delivery. All bulls are fertility tested, and they're ready to go to work. These bulls' traits offer great calving ease. The calves get here easy and they grow off heavy. Some pregnant heifers will also be available. All sale information is available at capitalangus.com. That's capitalangus.com. And don't miss the pre-sale dinner on Friday, November 10th at 5:30. Aaron and Tyler Duvall invite you to their ranch in White House, Texas, November 11th at 5 p.m. to bid on some of the best cattle in the business. Reach Tyler Duvall directly at 903-316-6225. Capitalangus.com.
Well, most of the farmers did not see the cotton crop that they wanted this year. That includes farmers in Texas and Oklahoma. I had the opportunity at the Ag Bankers Conference to visit with Extension Specialist for Cotton Management at Texas A&M, John Robinson, who talked a little bit about what he's seen through Texas.
Depends on where you were. In some places, it was just a disappointing situation where they didn't make the bumper crop they needed to make up for 22. In some places of the state, it was a wipeout because of, you know, heat, drought, and things that just prevented production at all that ended up getting plowed up.
Looking into 2024, Robinson talked about what prices are suggesting for planting.
So for the 23 crop, we've been in a situation where the prices have been range bound in the 80s with, you know, I had expectations that they'd make a rally over 90 cents, kind of like the year before, at least during the uncertainty of the weather market of the summer. Well, that never really happened. And now we're far enough along in the year that for the 23 crop, I really don't think that's left. There's not enough supply uncertainty to have that force. So when I think about 24, I kind of go back to the drawing board and ask, well, what are relative prices suggesting for planting? And using the models that I use, they're predicting that we'd probably end up planting nationwide about 11 to 11.5 million acres of cotton. That's based on the relative price of cotton to corn. I'm expecting cash prices. If right now we're getting cash prices from 75 to 80 cents, then I'm expecting about a nickel lower than that until I get more information. I'm just marginally weaker prices.
Once again, that's John Robinson at the Ag Bankers Conference held here in Oklahoma City. Well, several ag groups on hand as chairman of the House Ag Committee G.T. Thompson and our very own Congressman Frank Lucas came to town to talk about the Farm Bill. Also in attendance was Congressman Jonathan Jackson of Illinois, who's also on the Ag Committee. I had a chance to visit with him after the meeting to talk about what he's heard from farmers and ranchers and ag producers in Oklahoma City and how that compares to what he's hearing in his home state of Illinois.
We're not so much as divided as we're disconnected, and there's an information gap. For example, the Farm Bureau does not have an outlet or channels in the Chicago and many of the urban markets. So many people in the urban communities have never even heard of the Farm Bureau channel. I mean, so that was news to me as an aha moment. So I'm asking Chairman Thompson to come to Chicago. We can have a listening session. I want the Farm Bureau to come in there. Many of my constituents in the urban markets have never heard of the Farm Bureau. I just heard of like all the great things they do and the outlets they have. So there's a disconnect on information. We can bridge that gap.
To hear my complete conversation with Jonathan Jackson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.